Hello and thanks for watching Proactive New York. Joining me today, Tom Lynch, the Chairman and CEO of MedMen Enterprises. Tom, good to speak with you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Tom, tell us more about MedMen and the company's mission.
Sure. So MedMen is a multi-state cannabis operator here in the United States. We've got 26 dispensaries across six states, California, Nevada, Arizona, Illinois, soon to be Massachusetts, Florida, and New York. The company's mission is, as a retailer, you've heard a lot about MedMen, and we'll talk about the restructuring, I think, coming up. But honestly, our goal as a company is to be the premier cannabis retailer in North America, period. That is our goal. That's our internal mission. If you were to ask any of the employees what our mission is, that's the answer that you would get. And that's the goal we're striving to hit.
You mentioned the restructuring, and as I understand it, MedMen is in the middle of a turnaround. Tell me a bit about MedMen 2.0 and the progress to date.
Yeah, it is indeed. So we, when I came on board about a year and a half ago, it was as a restructuring. I came in, honestly, as the chief restructuring officer, quickly became the CEO and ultimately chairman. It was a company that had a cost structure that was completely out of line. For what this business was, or frankly, would ever be. I'll give you one bullet point, that the corporate SG&A number was $160 million when we got here. It's somewhere in the 40 range now. And I'm constantly looking for opportunities to tighten that up where we can. So significant restructuring. We came in and looked at this and said, okay, what about this company really gives it a right to go forward, right? So is there a reason to be, or has this company lost its right to exist, as some do, right? And what jumped out when we did that analysis quickly was that the brand was relevant. The brand is resilient. The brand had significant loyalty to it from our patients and customers. And that really gave us really what we needed, the motivation to lean into 2.0, as you mentioned, and really begin to reduce the costs, get revenues back to where they needed to be, grow margins, fix the assortment so that we now have, arguably, I think, the broadest and deepest assortment in the cannabis industry. We're a discovery experience for our customers. We come in and we cater to folks that are brand new to this space and to folks that have a depth of knowledge that dwarfs most people that you would ever meet. They're welcome here, and it's a discovery experience for all of them.
You recently announced fourth quarter and fiscal year 2021 results. What are the highlights, Tom?
The highlights were, the revenue number year over year was significant. It was a nearly 55% growth quarter over quarter, Q4 to Q4. We have a significant number of our dispensaries in California. We were particularly hit hard by the COVID, the pandemic. The return to some degree of normalcy in our traffic really allowed us to prove our thesis that we've gotten the operational, the performance and profitability metrics within our stores right. They're never perfect. Any good retailer and operator will tell you that is a constant lifetime study of every metric, looking to improve incrementally there. And we do that, and we always will. But it proved to us that, again, resilience, because the revenue growth was significant, the gross margin improved by five points, and we reduced, the corporate SG&A by nearly $46 million. So if you put those things together, a growth in revenue, so you can lean into your growth story, which is ultimately what matters here. Profitable growth, because we've got margins improving. And then a significant, discipline around the expense side of our equation. We're not done yet with the restructuring. We still have work to do. But those really were the highlights. And because we were able to do that, we were able to sit down with Tilray, that came in and purchased our debt. And ultimately, the Soroya private equity group came in and did $100 million pipe into our company, which is just transformational for us, right? So you go through a restructuring, you get to the point where you want to make sure that you are investable, right? So that responsible, smart people come and look at this and say, okay, that's an asset that makes sense to me. That's a strategy that makes sense to me. I will, I'll support that. So we've been able to do that. And what that really gave us the opportunity to do was to begin to shift from, again, we're not done, but shift from the restructuring into growth mode. And that's really what we've been doing here.
What are MedMen's plans for the upcoming quarters, Tom?
Sure. So thank you. So the next We've put out in the next 6 to 9 months. So again, we've got 26 dispensaries. We'll be opening 14 more. So we'll be growing our footprint by nearly 40% in the next 6 to 9 months. So 2 more stores in California, 1 in Illinois, 2 in Massachusetts, and then 9 in Florida. So, you know, significant growth. These are projects that have been underway. A lot of the CapEx had been deployed already, but we've been working on this in parallel with the restructuring, right? Because ultimately growth is where we need to be, and profitable growth. So this enabled us to just execute on those plans. We're really excited about it.
I mean, you announced those partnerships with Tilray and Soraya Private Equity, and that included the $100 million private placement. Are you going to be using the capital raised to fund that growth to open those dispensaries?
It's likely. Yeah, it is. Again, a lot, particularly in Florida, a lot of that capital, that CapEx had been deployed, but this enables us to complete those projects, right? And it also gives us an opportunity, quite frankly, to sit back. We're going to be deliberate and disciplined about this, but actually be in a position to listen to some of the opportunities that are coming across my desk, right? So we have really runs the gamut, the entire variety of the supply chain within cannabis. We see those opportunities, and those aren't things we're even willing to or able to consider in the past, but we're able to at least look now, and we're going to be very, like I said, we're going to be deliberate about it. We're going to digest the growth that we've just talked about. We're going to make sure that we digest that appropriately. It's profitable. We make the adjustments necessary, and then we can be opportunistic as the market presents those opportunities to us.
Well, I hope we'll be chatting to you again as you realize those opportunities, but thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
That's Tom Lynch. He's chairman and CEO of MedMen.